Hey, good evening, podcast audience. Yeah, this is Kenny Hodge with the Kenny Hodge Podcast. And tonight I'm going to take short podcast, maybe 10, 15 minutes, and speak to Democrats on why I feel it is imperative that we put support behind Bernie Sanders. And before I start, yes, I wanted to interject that snippet so you understand what you're about to hear. Listen, folks, when it comes to Bernie Sanders, if I could coin a campaign phrase for him, I would coin, when it comes to Bernie Sanders, I'll take equal.
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 Equal. Equal.
Yeah, you're going to hear that a lot on this podcast. I'm always marketing. But no, but listening. Listen, Bernie Sanders represents a disruption to the Democratic flow, still within the Democratic Party. And let me tell you something, as people of color, or people in general who feel that they have not been given or have given access to their fair share of this honeypot we call America. Now, I don't knock free enterprise, but what I will say is the fact that Bernie Sanders concept of let's even some things out, when it comes to Bernie Sanders, I'll take equal. Equal.
Equal. Equal.
Now, let me tell you something. After 4 years of what we're going through now, it appears that the Democratic Party has forgotten about the Democratic people. All they've concentrated on is let's get this guy out of office, and then we'll worry about everything later. I say Bernie Sanders because Bernie Sanders is going to represent, I think, the change this nation needs. And some of his, again, he describes himself as a democratic socialist. He's an independent senator from Vermont who has served in government since 1981. Again, his proposed policies emphasize reversing economic inequalities. Reversing economic inequality. And let me tell you something, and I'm speaking directly to groups of people who have been disenfranchised, whoever that group may be or those groups are. Bernie offers us an opportunity to at least level the playing fields on some areas. Medicaid for all, relieving student loans. Personally, and this is, and I've not matriculated to graduate degrees, so I'm just giving you my opinion on this. Education, higher education, should be free in this nation. That's how you maintain a state of being competitive with every other country and nation. But be that as it may, Medicare for all would benefit me as a person. Relieving student loans would benefit a lot of people I know. So what I'm simply saying is, the fact that Bernie Sanders proposes to make the playing field level for everybody on some level, he has my vote. And again, I say, when it comes to Bernie Sanders, I'll take equal. Now, let me tell you, if you'll notice within the last 10 days how Gobishar, Buttigieg, I'm sorry for mispronouncing his name, and you have people dropping out of the campaign run and pledging their support to Joe Biden. Now let me just tell you something, and something that should make you a bit curious. Joe Biden trailed Bernie Sanders at the point when everybody started pledging delegates to him. So if we are a true democratic nation, if Bernie Sanders, if Bernie Sanders was in the lead, why would all those candidates, people who drop out, not pledge their support to strengthen the true democratic process? And that would have been to pledge your support for the leader, and that would have been Bernie Sanders. But you see, again, Bernie Sanders offers a little different solution to today's situation. And what I mean by that is, Bernie gonna make some things even, or a little more equal, that even our own Democratic leaders don't want to see happen. Why? They filthy rich also. Let us not forget that. So when Bernie starts doing different tax plans, they're going to have to pay a little more also. Now, again, I support Bernie Sanders, and I would encourage anybody. Again, if you've got your mind made up, your mind is made up. But understand some things. Have your life gotten better in the last 4 years? And I know it's kind of dismal that whoever gets elected president has to come behind what we currently have in office. But it's going to take a person with vision and a person that knows how to get things done. And I think that person is Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders. And listen, the middle class and the underclass, for lack of a better phrase, the numbers in those two classes of people are great. If you really care about improving your current situation, then you have to understand, even if you don't follow politics, and again, I'm going to break it down to what I consider real talk. I ask you for your own, for things to get a little better for you, on whatever scale you measure that, then you have to vote Bernie Sanders. He is the only politician out there right now that's talking about getting you what you deserve at a cost to the government. And I'm going to close this podcast off with saying, we want to question how we're going to pay for it. And of course, that is always
an issue. I'm going to build the wall. In Mexico,
let me just say,
it's going
to
pay for it.
If the current president,
yeah, right,
can mipper or move funds from wherever he moved them from to finance that wall that he swore Mexico was going to pay for it, then that tells me as a nation, if we are dedicated to doing a thing, we can get it done. This is Kenny Hodge. Once again, I encourage everyone to vote Bernie Sanders for president.
Think about this last example. Think about this last example. If you're sick or have an ailment
and require hospitalization or medical care that you cannot afford and you do not have insurance right now, you are just SOL. Shit out of luck. Voting Bernie Sanders. That same scenario, now you're going to get medical treatment. So what I'm saying is, don't be persuaded by mass media.
It's fake news.
And what they refer to Mr. Sanders as. Think about how much better your life just became. You see, because if you don't have insurance or Medicare or some kind of coverage, then let's keep it 100. What the Dow does on a daily basis is of no interest to you.
It doesn't concern
you. So you have to understand and you have to remember, when we say we vote for what's best for the nation, we are the nation. Vote what's best for you within the nation. Because you can vote for anyone other than Bernie, and if you are sick, you're just going to stay sick just as you do right now. Voting for Bernie, that medical care is going to be available to you, and it's going to be available to everyone. So without getting into a lot of political issues, if that issue in itself helps you decide on who the next president will be, let that be Bernie Sanders.
Aisle.
Take. Equal.